Hello and welcome to track 2 of Inner Treasures. By listening to side 1, you're relatively familiar with meditation now. Or if you've listened to my other products, you understand that inside of us, we have many answers on a subconscious and unconscious level. And we also have hidden talents, things that we're not quite conscious of. As a hypnotherapist, I can hypnotize some people and they can sing and they didn't know they could sing. Or they have a photographic memory. Or they can paint. Inside of all of us are many, many hidden gifts. Each and every time you do this meditation, don't be surprised if you reveal something new to yourself. So let's begin. Again, just going to ask you to make sure you listen to this meditation on a headset. Now just closing your eyes and taking some nice deep breaths. That's it. And just letting go. We're going to work with the imagery that we created on the first meditation. I'm going to ask you to return to the waterfall again. There you are. So you can just jump right in if you want. And then just resting on the side. Listening to the sound of my voice. As I'm just going to guide you on a progressive relaxation. We're going to start with the eyelids. I want you to imagine that your eyelids are getting very, very heavy. You can feel the warmth of the water, the sound of the waterfall. And just like on the first track, imagine all the colors of the rainbow starting to come down and cover your body. You might actually see a dance of colors in your mind's eye as your cheeks and jaw are letting go. Tension is being released all down over the shoulders and down through the arms. It's so easy to slip into this meditation now. You're very familiar with it from track 1. The warmth of the water is massaging away tension down through your body, down through your back, right down to your feet and your toes. And just imagine the energy of the water and the sun and all the colors of the rainbow as they're magically moving through your body, releasing tension. That's it. Releasing all that tension down through your legs, down through the knees, the calves, right down to your feet and your toes. And as your body is letting go, your mind is awakening. That's it. So again, just feeling the water around you. Release of tension all the way down through the forehead. Down over the shoulders. Sound of the waterfall and the birds in the background. Now, what's different about this meditation from the first meditation is you didn't realize that behind the waterfall is a secret passage. It's a beautiful cave made of crystals, amethyst, quartz, rare gemstones. It's a sacred place, that lay deep inside of your subconscious or unconscious mind. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to join me as we go through the waterfall to find your inner treasure. But know that as we do this, your physical body in the room will be releasing more and more, almost like you're going into a dream state. So you're ready? A little nervous, I know, just getting up. And you can either walk right through the waterfall, or you can walk behind it. And there's a beautiful opening. And there's a magic about this cave because from the crystals emanates an inner light. The cave is illuminated in colors of amethyst, clear quartz crystal, and rare gemstones, giving a Christmas-like feeling. And rare gemstones that magically light this cave up. So walk in and feel the energy. Some people will feel it vibrating through your whole body. Other people will just slightly notice it. Warm sensation, comfortable, safe. So now walking in. And there's a rush of excitement as at the back of the cave you see a beautiful treasure chest. And beside the chest is a key. It is your key that unlocks your inner creativity, your inner treasure. So walk over and pick up the key. Now in a moment, I'm going to ask you to unlock the treasure chest. But know this. You may see an image in there. You may feel an emotion. You may see a color. For everybody, it's different. And for every time, it's a little different. Sometimes you'll just imagine a feeling or a sense. Other times you're going to see something very visual, an answer to a question. So you ready? Just put the key in the lock, turning it, and now with great anticipation, opening up the chest. And there it is. You can feel it. Or you can see it, or you can imagine it, or you can sense it. It's an answer to a problem. It's just love. It's a memory. Or it's an image of something you weren't expecting. But there it is. You may feel a wave of emotion. If you do, just allow yourself to feel it. You may want to take this treasure out and hold it. Or you may want to leave it in the chest. That's it. Allow yourself to receive this inner message. It may have been a thought, a feeling, or you may have actually visually seen something in there. Now I want you to sit inside the cave with your inner treasure. and ponder what this means for you. I'm going to leave you now for about 5 minutes. And then you'll hear the sound of my voice coming back. And now just hearing the sound of my voice in the background. Well, how does it feel? If it was an answer to a problem, if it was some inner creativity, if it was an emotion or a feeling. Sometimes it's just pure love. Now you can either put the treasure back in the chest and close it, or you can take it with you. And each time it may be different. So making that decision. And now closing the chest. Locking it and returning the key to the table. And preparing to leave the cave. But know that each and every time you come back, that treasure chest is a representation of your inner mind. And whatever answer you need, inspiration, inner guidance, creativity, will be restored each and every time. Sometimes it will be the same thing, but usually you'll find that there's something different in the chest each and every time. So now just walking out of the cave and walking through the waterfall, maybe jumping into the pond. I'm going to leave you now for about 5 minutes just to reflect on this visualization and to really take in and absorb your inner treasure. So I'll leave you for a couple minutes. Hi again. So now, just like on track one, we're just going to bring ourselves out of this meditation. But remember that treasure is with you, or that answer is with you. And you can go back each and every time, and there'll be something different for you. So again, I'm going to count up from 1 to 3. Just imagine yourself coming out of the healing pond, letting that image go. 1. Nice deep breath in. Be aware of your physical environment around you. 2. How good your body feels. How good it feels to have this inner answer or treasure. And 3. And wide awake. Well, I hope you've enjoyed both these meditations and look forward to working with you in the future.